This is WKAR Online. The Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University is opening another exhibition away from the MSU campus. In Old Town Lansing, a show featuring the work of Kristen Kammermeyer, a recent graduate of the Cranbrook Academy of Art, kicks off on Friday. The exhibit is at the former Chrome Cat Bar on Grand River Avenue. WKAR's Scott Pohl reports.
Broad Art Museum curator Allison Gass likes the notion of taking over a found space not designed to be a museum. That's what they're doing at this pop-up museum in Lansing.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a building that you've known or seen for a long time becomes something completely different. And I think as you look around in this space that we've taken over, it'll really start to feel like you're in a gallery or you're in a museum.
Gass refers to the transformation of the former Chrome Cat as the Broad's summer annex. She was recently on the jury for a Cranbrook Academy of Art graduate thesis show. That's where she immediately fell in love with the work of Kristen Kammermeyer.
She is doing something that is very of this moment. She's using non-traditional materials like found plywood, like signs, like pieces of things that she just sort of picks up that we would think of as detritus or trash, and she really turns them into beautiful and interesting works.
This is Kammermeyer's first solo exhibition. She grew up in Virginia and has worked in New York City, Seattle, and Oakland, along with her time at Cranbrook. Called Resituating, her show features a large piece called Retaining. Kammermeyer's use of scrap plywood could be confusing, like she says it was to a passerby who wondered if it really was part of the show.
Is that artwork? Is that part of it? You know, so I kind of like that. I mean, that one in particular, it's about like engaging the space and engaging the architecture.
Resituating doesn't only refer to moving from the past to the present. The future also comes into play. Kammermeyer knows she'll have to adapt her work for future installations. For example, she says this is the third incarnation of Retaining. Here it's on a small stage near the front door, propped up into a corner.
I need a perpendicular corner that's 8 feet out. So 8 feet out led us to those windows. And I think those kind of speed bumps are, challenges.
This exhibit came up pretty quickly for Kammermeyer, who says she hasn't fully weighed what being associated with contemporary art collector and benefactor Eli Broad might mean to her career.
I just feel like this is a great jump start to be able to just like present this whole thing. And I have the whole space to take over and paint and kind of like actualize the breadth of my work in such a way. I just feel like for my portfolio, I'm able to kind of look what I can do.
Curator Allison Gass says in this exhibition, visitors might find clues to the art that will be displayed at the Broad Art Museum on the MSU campus when it opens this fall.
You'll see artists kind of her generation working around what I consider to be important social and political issues through a visual language. So to that end, yes, absolutely.
Along with the exhibit of Kristen Kammermeyer's work opening this week, the Old Town facility will host events like film screenings and a dollar bin DJ night this summer. Resituating will be open through July 22nd. For 90.5 WKAR, I'm Scott Pohl.